How's it going out there, everybody? We're the Trophy Husbands. I am Marcus.
I'm Luke.
I'm Greg.
And I am Nick, and as you noticed probably, we don't have Steve. We have a special guest with us, an old friend of ours, Greg, who just came back into town. So
Welcome back to York. It's been a long time, right?
Oh, man.
York is one of those things that you meet in a dark alley. It's like, I've been waiting for you, motherfucker.
Like, right, let's do this.
I get back here, and I'm like, oh, now I remember why I left.
Like, how much York's place was cool. Oh, wait, no.
York sleeps on your couch and then wakes up in the morning like, don't you owe me $3?
All right. So, this is the first time Luke's been able to record with us here in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
But,
This fucker said he was going to want to get milk like 2 weeks ago and
never came back.
It's like your dad. Except he never came back.
My dad's still coming back.
He's coming back now! Fuck you! When I go up tonight, he's gonna be there! I know it this time!
I know it! He's totally coming back.
It's coming. It's cool. Guys, it's fine. Fine. Oh, wait, I'm just gonna wait outside.
He's at the job factory all the time.
Job factory. Is that a place that creates jobs or
Bojack Horseman? The job factory.
I've never watched.
Oh,
Bojack
fantastic!
I've
seen
a couple of the first season
episodes. It's out there, but it's hilarious.
Like once it reels you in, you're just like, all right, this is an acid trip I can withstand.
Yeah. Exactly. But so let's move along like we normally do. Last week we recorded on Saturday, so normally what we do, just for recap here for you, Greg, is we go talk about what we did past Saturday, and then we jump into this past Friday. So I absolutely did nothing on Saturday.
Yeah, I slept.
What's today?
We're
gonna fit right the fuck in.
Yeah,
that's right.
And then once classes start, Greg's like, oh, wait, I have to have an actual schedule.
Oh, God.
No.
You have to be a functioning human being now.
That's right.
I don't even remember.
I'm a senior, and I'm taking morning classes. How fucked up is that?
Come on. Get it together, Greg.
No.
All right. So in that case, let's just jump to last night, Friday. How was everybody's Friday, guys?
Oh, three of us, me, Nick, and Greg, we were hanging out for a while and had a blurry night.
Those two
we
did.
Were,
I was fine, thank you.
Yeah, true. But
I was the one who drove
Back. Yeah, Nick was our chauffeur for a little bit. But I met up with Greg early on in the night.
Yep.
And then we decided we're just going to watch some Netflix and chill.
Netflix,
you know what
chill,
I'm saying,
you know.
Here? Like, you know where this is going. But,
It got hot and heavy real quick.
Right,
because you know?
We were and then we were ripping too many shots.
Luke was just like, welcome back, Greg.
Yeah, it's like, right, I gotta get you back in the swing of things.
Slow zipper.
It's like, what? You don't.
Like, no words, just emotions.
You leave York for a while, it's like the whole, if you don't use it, you lose it kind of thing. So I had to just throw you back in.
Throw you right back in.
Like when they teach the kids how to swim, they just throw them in the deep end.
Yeah. All right, let's do this.
Same shit. Like, hey, Greg, how you doing? Don't even worry about it, sweet cheeks.
I get back to York and I was saying, like, all right, this year I'm going to live by myself. I'm going to go to class. I'm not going to go to the bar. What do? I fucking live right on Jackson again.
where dignity goes to die.
We're going back.
Yeah.
Well, technically you're on Pershing, so
technically
right off of Jackson.
Uh-huh. Like near the townies, like near the,
exactly.
Like
so it's actually even a little shady.
Like,
I live in a old renovated church, and the ways I've already defiled that place so far.
Ball sweat everywhere.
Just rubbing it on like paint thinner at this point.
Oh my
Holy
god!
Shit!
Jesus Christ!
So going back to last night, those two are chilling at Greg's place. At one point, I show up with my girlfriend Alex, and we're chilling. And then Sarah and Crystal showed up. We all head down towards Murph's, do a couple wells, couple beers here and there. Then
this is where it gets blurry.
Then Will shows up and picks up these guys and takes them back to his place. Again, I'm still fine, so I drive my car back. And
for legal purposes, he was fine.
Yes.
Thank you. As we mentioned before, my place is stone throw away from Will and Liz's, so we walked over there and chilled there for a good solid hour and a half or 2 hours until I could tell, like, Liz was getting tired, Alex was getting tired, and I'm just like, all right, like, don't want to overstay my welcome.
Yeah. I thought we were there for, like, 30 minutes. Like,
don't you love drunk time?
I know, did you go on the roof last night?
We did not.
Okay.
At least not while I was
I really
there.
Hope I didn't.
No, no.
If anyone was in the right state of mind, should have known that I should not have been on the roof.
No, you guys... like, when you guys went out to smoke, you went out onto, like, their little patio area.
Yeah, I remember the patio. I just remember talking about going on the roof and... thinking back, it's not a good idea.
Not a good idea. So
it's like leaving a baby in a hot car. Don't leave Luke drunk on a roof.
Can Luke fly? No.
Well, it's cool, guys. It's fine.
Yes.
We'll do it. Like, don't worry. It's cool.
So then, around one-ish or so, I take Alex back to my place, and then I drive these two knuckleheads back to Murph's. Initially, they're like, "Oh yeah, just take us back to Greg's." And they're like, "No, let's go back to Murph's." So I dropped
them off. Had to meet up with Sarah and Crystal.
Right, right. So I dropped them off at Murph's right around 1 o'clock. Do you guys remember what happened from there?
Vaguely.
I don't remember going back to Murph's. I remember getting back to the house, though. And then a couple conversations.
I remember.
The next thing I remember was 5 a.m. going to Rutgers.
Oh, Jesus.
I remember it closing.
They never play that song.
The bowling alley always does. Which is weird.
No,
Murph's is always
subtle
like,
pain and get the
fuck out. Don't stop.
It's always
fucking Journey.
Always Journey or Whitney Houston. That hasn't been Whitney Houston in a while.
No, they used to play fucking Take Me Home Tonight by Eddie Money.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
All right.
There's slipping subliminals in there. I'm trying to fucking crowd surf to that shit. That's
hilarious. In Murph's, though, or just anywhere?
Yes. The answer is yes. Yes. The correct answer is yes.
Do you think he'd get banned for that? Like, I don't know.
I could just see someone doing that and Bobby or Herman just like grabbing someone off.
All of the dumb shit people have done, I don't think crowd surfing is on the top of the list.
Yeah,
people have literally taken off articles of clothing.
Why, dude? That's how you get AIDS in Murphs.
That's how you get the
airborne.
You got Murphs.
Got the it's like MRSA and fucking the clap had a baby.
It's the Murphs.
The Murphs.
Oh, what movie was that with the I got the clap? The clap.
Get him to the Greek.
Yeah.
Russell
Brand.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You might as well.
It's a standing ovation.
Yes.
You might as well smoke a Jeffrey and go to Murph. Same shit.
Exactly. Exactly. So,
but then,
stroke the furry walls.
I think you left Murph before because you got to your place back to your place before I did.
Was Dante with you? I saw a Snapchat of you with Dante.
Yeah, Dante came back after. I think you went ahead with somebody, I think.
Did I?
Yeah, because I was walking back with Sarah, and dragging that girl around is a fucking chore. She just want to stop and talk to everybody.
I don't remember anybody else being there besides who came back from Murph's.
What do you mean?
Like, I honestly don't remember, after Will's, I don't remember leaving Will's place. Okay.
You and me got there, and then like I said, Sarah was like stopping to talk to everybody. I was like, come on, let's go. And finally, she's like talking to these random dudes, and I was like, you'll figure it out. So I just like went ahead, left her there, and she's like, wait, where are you? She made her way back eventually. So it's fine.
What a good friend Luke is.
She is fine. She's just being social.
Like, everybody has had that moment where you're with somebody and you're like, all right, we're going here. And it's like, but I want to talk to everybody. Yeah. Everybody's like, you will now fall into the lake of a thousand dicks. Like, either you're going to the lake or you're coming with me.
This isn't Coyote Ugly. Get off the bar.
Oh, no, H2O. Like, fuck out of here.
So then, Marcus, what was your Friday like?
My Friday? I just caught up with a friend. That was pretty much it. Like, just hung out.
You have friends other than us.
This is bullshit.
Yeah, I do.
Dude, we're contractually obligated to be your only friends.
Fuck
it. It's written in the fine print.
No, it isn't. We've been inside shit.
Not that you remember.
No, I'd actually remember because you drink way more than I do.
Well, there's that one time. Last semester.
At band camp?
Yeah, at band camp.
At one?
Night.
No, dude.
Like, when your, what was your cousin DJ? Is that his name?
Yeah.
Yeah, when he came.
For our birthdays on fucking St. Patrick's Day. We were
right, there was like 30, yeah, there's like 30 people in my house, and Marcus is like, I'm going ham tonight. Is that when you brought the Manischewitz, or that was the Mad Dog, right?
That was the Mad Dog.
That was the Mad Dog.
Because I was passing it down, because, like, James saw it, and then fucking, who?
JT?
It was, No, no, not JT. James Brown. James Brown.
Or James Brown.
Yeah. So he saw it, and I think, who was even there? I just remember I brought it out, and there's just, like...
Everybody was...
Yeah. Like, he had some, John had some, I think Dante had some. But it was just like, boop, boop, boop. Like, right down the line, we got fucking...
Yeah. That's the night you signed the contract. Yeah.
I didn't sign shit. I know I threw paper balls at your face and I passed out with Libby.
Not for the first time.
Not for the last either.
The best was, like, I've probably mentioned this like 18 times on the show, but like where Gabby's passed out on the couch, or no, Rachel's passed out on the couch.
It was me, Rachel, and Lizzie.
And then Lizzie's passed out like the cushion on top of her, and you put a cushion on top of Lizzie. And you're, and I'm like, it's like 6 a.m. and I'm walking upstairs and I just look at him like,
really?
He's like, meh. He gave me like a... I think you flipped me off.
Yeah,
you
off.
Yeah, just like, all right, carry on.
And you're just like, whatever. That was a good, like, solid 3 months of just, we'd get fucked up, we'd be at your place, and they'd be like, yo, Lizzie, you want to take us out of the dining hall? And she'd be like, yeah!
I got swipes.
Yeah, I got swipes.
I need to make some friends with freshmen.
Look freshman lanyards!
Freshman wanted. For a superficial friendship in exchange for swipes.
Should I post up in the dining hall?
Yeah. Feed me.
So bad. Nah, you're right, though. There was, like, a solid 3 months of just pure debauchery every single night. It looks even more like, okay, we're not going to be that bad tonight. It always got bad.
Like, I was trying to, like, after my neighbor one time, he was like, can you, like, keep it down? I was like, yeah, sure. So I did that for, like, a weekend.
I remember that.
It didn't work. It's like, yeah, fuck it.
Well, no, at first you were just like, nah, we're gonna be quiet. And the next week, you were just like, fucking go, let's do this shit.
Well, we did try the one night just to put us all in the basement.
That actually did work.
Yeah. That did. That wasn't bad.
That was the night me and Gabby slept over at Lizzie's house, and I had to get snuck into the bathroom.
Yeah.
See, Greg, this is what you miss me.
I know, right? Damn it.
It was like 258 on the 100 block, kinda.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, sketchier.
Yes.
Yeah, and then an angry and a very angry,
angry old man.
Like the day we were moving out, I was fucked up still. Nick was helping me, and then there's this knock on the door. It's my neighbor. He didn't even like get off his porch, and then I guess someone he had like a rubber mat on his front porch, and then there's like a white stain, and he goes, "You gotta clean that up." And I was like, alright, sure. And he goes, no more parties. And it's like, well, I'm moving
in. Wait, who is this guy?
Then my neighbor. He's an old dude. Yeah. Oh, and old then he goes, dude. No more parties. Like, I'm moving out. So he goes, good. Yeah, I was like, never clean that shit up. You know?
Oh my god.
That actually kind of brings me up to a point I wanted to bring up here. I don't know if any of you guys saw this story, but at least the white stuff, as far as we know, wasn't what was probably found at the scene of the crime for this story.
Okay.
Ohio man found acting like gorilla touching himself in public.
It's the ghost of Harambe.
Dicks out!
There it is, Harambe. Yeah.
Police arrested a man who was acting like a gorilla and touching himself inappropriately at Giant Eagle Plaza in Warren, Ohio. Officers were called to the scene on reports of two white males who were running around the lot and taking off their clothing. Timothy Cook, 32, of Leavittsburg, entered the nearby Leicestersboro, waved his arms around, exited the business, and began masturbating on the sidewalk, according to the police report.
Fuck.
By the time the officers arrived, they said they found Cook sweating profusely in the parking lot, acting like a gorilla, squatting on all fours, punching the black top, jumping up and down, screaming non-coherently and growling.
Is bath salts making a comeback?
I know what it sounds like.
He wasn't eating faces, though.
Is Ohio the new Florida?
Like they toned it down. Oh my god.
It is summer. It's hot as fuck. Yeah. Like, you're not... you have something.
But you know Ohio is for lovers, that's a song, right?
Yeah.
All it says is that, it doesn't say like what they were on, but it just says both men were charged with disorderly conduct while intoxicated.
You know what the fuck is a hell of a drug? Methylene dioxymethylamphetamine, i.e. MDMA. They were fucked up on something.
Hey, MDMA doesn't do that to you. Not that I would know, but...
Tell us more about things you don't know.
I mean, I've got to go to church
tomorrow. Tell me more.
Take me to church.
Do you remember Do you guys remember Chad Daly? Yeah, remember the story? Did we ever talk about that? I don't know if we ever did. I will try to look this up. Okay.
I don't think we ever did.
Oh my god. That was gold. That was like, and that's why we don't hang out with him anymore.
I haven't seen him since that happened. No. Obviously.
What the fuck happened?
Okay, we're getting there.
what was it? The York?
I've got the article. Let me
find Chad?
Yeah, Chad!
Oh!
Man, Chad.
Oh, like, yes!
Goofy, or the weird dude, like...
He's definitely goofy.
Alright, let's see. Oh, that's one word to describe it. Alright, let's see. Okay. So, a little bit of backstory on Chad. Chad was a dude that he met our friend Tim Findle, and he started hanging out with us.
Well, Mark knew him.
Mark knew him too?
I think Mark knew him.
Oh, I thought Tim met him, but either, yeah. And so he started hanging out with us. He was a really awkward dude, like quiet, but you know,
harmless,
yeah. And just like, he would just slowly just get really, really weird, like.
As he got drunker and drunker.
Right. Yeah. And then, like, we'd be sitting at a table, like, I'd be like, "What's up, man?" He'd just be like, give him, like, a nod and not talk. And then randomly, out of the blue, he'd say shit like, "Are you cut?" Like, "What?" Like, "Are you circumcised?" Where did this come from? And just, like,
general curiosity. Chad was very touchy, and he was openly gay, and all of us were pretty much like, "All right, whatever." Like, we don't care about that crap.
Right.
But, there's definitely, basically, there were three main victims of his. Myself, which I was the third of them. Like, I was the last on the tier, but it was Topher, Steve Stein, and myself.
I know he preyed hard on Steve Stein.
Yeah, and we'd all just be like, dude, like, seriously, stop.
It was that press to Oxford. He couldn't help himself.
So this article. Oh, my goodness.
So
this was during the summer, right?
No, this was like January or so.
The article came out in January. I think the whole thing went down in like November.
We were still.
No, it was after we left.
No, it was during class because there was a night that he was hanging out with us.
Yeah, and I was already moved down here, so it would have actually been December. Right. I was already moved in here because I walked back that night.
Okay. So anyway,
this is January 5th.
That's when the article came out.
December
22nd.
Yeah.
A driver found passed out at a Springsbury Township intersection while utilizing, in quotes, a penis pump, fled from officers, prompting a brief chase, according to charging documents.
America.
Okay, here's another thing. Like, we never knew how old he was.
He always told us he was, what, he always just said, like, 29.
Like,
he said, like, late 20s.
Right, so he was, like, a bit older than us.
Which, again, like, we're fine with, because he's a little
really
older than
job.
Us.
But like, yeah, it was like, weird, like, how he seemed like he was late 20s, but he had a really, really good job. You know,
right.
Down in Georgia, like, working there.
Yeah, he would, like, fly back and forth for Georgia for his job.
But like, he was also doing, like, a master's and all that
kind of
stuff.
Yeah, like, he's working on a PhD or something. So then, Chad Michael Kagan, 39. So we didn't know how old he was until this fucking article came out. He's fucking 39 years old, hanging out with kids at Merce.
Like 23.
Well, I don't know if we're coming to our place,
you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, dude, you're like 20 years older.
Right. I'm talking about my future.
as long as we don't find you driving drunk
with a penis pump, you're fine.
Oh my, he was using a penis pump at an intersection.
Yeah, and passed out at an intersection.
Passed out while it was still on his dick.
Yes. Hey, well, you gotta get it going, you know, intersection or not.
Best part about it is, let me find it. The article, first of all, describes how a penis pump works.
Yes.
Because a penis pump is a hand or battery powered apparatus considered one of the few treatment options for erectile dysfunction, according to the Mayo Clinic website. So it's like, good to know.
Battery preferred.
I just wanted to be like, that's not my baby.
So,
he's
told to turn off his car. He's like, yeah, sure. Instead, he darts away. Police go chase after him. And then he goes, like, it was a previous incident, that's what I'm looking at, where he was darting away from a cop because he was drunk. But he said that he told the cops he has an issue with his IBS and he didn't want to defecate or see the officers in that condition.
He shit himself and he didn't want to be arrested with shit hands.
Well, or that's just his excuse.
Like, that's a fucking valid excuse, though.
But I don't know. I don't know if he did, though. He's probably just like, drunk he I gotta
probably,
go.
I think he made up a lot of stuff. Like, he was probably making that up, but that also seems like something that would actually happen to Chad.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, think about the show Cops and how many people get fucking arrested and they're fucked up and shirtless and, like, other shit. Do you really want to be arrested with a pan draped in shit, like,
and also with a penis pump on your dick?
Thank you, Greg. Thank you.
It'd be funny as shit in a cop car, like,
wipe it on the windows.
Yeah, I mean, the police.
Fuck the police. Come and stay from the.
Yes, I mean, it would make a good story for the podcast. It would make a very good story for the podcast.
I would rather have it happen.
Fuck you. Can we find him on an interview? Like, can you tell us about this experience?
If he ever comes back, comes back around, like, maybe I'm the weirdo here, but if he ever comes back around, I'll still talk to the dude. But
I just want to, ask him about the situation. So, penis pump story, go. I'm gonna hear it, and then just like, oh yeah,
just okay, get really done, uncomfortable.
That's it. Here's the thing, me, I'm just like, I'm not gonna judge.
Yeah, like,
we've all done weird shit. We just didn't get caught by the cops.
Yeah, exactly. Cops didn't see us doing it. So,
yeah. Like, that's all of Jackson Street,
but
right now.
That's true. What,
people
that's
just
true.
Running around with penis pumps on the ground.
That are weirdo.
It's Saturday night of returning weekend.
Not only that, next weekend is going to be a fucking madhouse.
Oh, because it's my birthday, so.
Yeah, that's true. Labor Day weekend. Shit. I forgot about that.
I'm not
going
to be around, so have fun, kids.
Fine, we'll just hang out with Greg.
Okay. That's right. Cool.
All right.
And you guys are just using me for my house on Jackson anyway, so.
Yep.
I mean.
Who folded your laundry, you ungrateful fucker?
I liked it.
Who came and helped you completely move out?
Who?
This guy.
Oh, great.
You didn't even move yourself out when we left. You like, left a bunch of your shit, like, in the house.
I was really.
You're just like, you guys fucking darn. Like, all the shit in my kitchen, that was, like, from everything in our kitchen, because everybody left all their stuff.
I mean, so at that point, I was just really, like, that was when Mark and I were not getting along. I was like, fuck you, dude, I'm out. And then,
peace.
But we're cool now.
Mr.
Harvard, man.
Yeah, so that's right. Mark went to Harvard this week.
I'm going to need him for a corporate lawyer later in life somehow or another. So
at some point.
It's good to be in touch with friends.
Somewhere along the way, it's going to happen.
Trust me, he's going to be way too expensive for me. You know, like, Mark is...
Friend price?
Exactly.
Mark's friend price is like, here, I'll buy you ice cream too or something. Like,
like, here's a beer and some ice cream, man. Come on, help me out.
Yeah.
I'll get you a case of
Shouldn't have taken your
maybe?
Pants off at the convention. But they wanted it! Yes,
they were asking for it. It's fine.
Stop victim blaming.
Jesus Christ.
Stop king shaming, victim blaming.
So,
the Luke Hoover story.
There's too many of the Luke Hoover stories.
How many?
The Luke Hoover story part 15 at this point.
So, Lifetime, you want to make a fucking movie series?
Oh my god.
Because that show would be amazing.
Soap opera. Like.
I feel like that would be more for HBO.
Could it be in Spanish?
The theme song intro is me going to the liquor store on Queen Street getting a cheap bottle of tequila. Me like, rolling out. Like, fancy piano music. drinking the brown bag out of the store. All right, let's do this.
No. Car breaks out of the intersection.
Is it
going to
be like The Wire?
Yeah,
yes.
Totally.
That'll be fantastic. I will play me.
I mean, Marcus, out of anyone who could actually play ourselves, like, you and me be able to do it because we got the baby faces.
Damn,
like, we're 42. Guess what? We still look like we're 23. What up?
We do. Everyone's just like,
but I'm prettier than you guys, so, like.
The fuck you are.
I'll play your dads later in the
I'll play your biological dads.
I don't see how that'd work.
Little do you know. Mm-hmm. That recessive melanin gene.
Like in How I Met Your Mother when Neil Patrick Harris. His brother meets his father and he thinks that.
Yeah.
His father's too.
I'm half black.
That's exactly how that works, guys. Come on.
Science.
Just albino, you know. That could be a fact, too.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen an albino black person?
Yes.
It looks weird as fuck. Like.
It! They!
Wow, they're a person!
How
offended are you, sir?
Albinism was pretty much. It was albinism, not the person. Goodness, stop being so offended.
I'm offended for it!
Alright, Kim.
That offends me.
Ah, God. So, I want to bring up another story here, guys. This one happened in Pennsylvania, and
I'll tell you, it's a warning. It's a warning to all you guys out there. It's a warning to the true trophy husbands out there.
Go on.
Don't take your woman's beer. Pennsylvania woman stabbed hubby for drinking her beer.
Is that literally the title?
Yes.
Hubby was in the title?
Yes.
Were they searching porn before they made this?
Possibly. Uniontown, Pennsylvania. Police have charged a woman.
Time out. It's called fucking Uniontown. Like, God damn it. Of course you're going to get stabbed for beer in fucking Uniontown. Continue.
What's Uniontown? Am I missing something?
But no, but think, like, union? Like, blue collar? Like,
yeah.
Like,
oh, gotcha. Yeah, okay.
You don't take those people's beer.
I'm sleepy, sorry.
Name's Merv. Repair refrigerators all my life. Fucking Uniontown!
Like Goodman and Sons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Police have charged a Pennsylvania woman with stabbing her husband with scissors because he drank one of her beers while she slept.
Does it say what kind of beer it was?
I'm getting there. I don't know if you know or not.
Please.
Hey, man.
45-year-old.
Please say Natty Light. Please say Natty Light.
Six-pack with five beers.
Let's see. Police say he was stabbed and cut in the neck, chest, and head with the scissors.
God damn.
And bitten by Giffen on the arms and thumb.
Is he a little bitch? Like, she got pretty far, it sounds like.
I think he was drunk.
After one beer?
After one, you know.
One beer career.
It says, police say the Uniontown couple was drinking Sunday evening and that Giffen went to bed, but woke up to discover Joseph Giffen had drank one of her beers. So they were already drinking, and he's like, all right, you go to bed. Crack, glug, 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 crack, glug, glug. Oh, I ran out. I'll just take one of Betty. She won't mind.
Stab.
You messed with the wrong beer, bitch.
like fucking neck, like jugular and carotid artery and shit. Like, goddamn.
That's all it says. It doesn't say what kind of beer it was.
Oh,
but
my God.
Watch it have been like a natty or something.
Like a natty or like a Coors Banquet.
Miller Highland. <Yeah. laughs> the champagne of beers.
Beers. No, guys, this is Pennsylvania. You gotta remember, it's gotta be lager. Yingling.
You fucking Yingling.
A lager.
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 That is something, actually, that I always thought was interesting. When I turned 21, that was one of my dad's advices to me when I went out to the bars. And it was funny, because he's like, Nick, I know that you've been drinking before. I'm like, what? No, I don't know what you're talking about. He's like, yeah, okay. Yeah. So.
Yeah, you little shit, listen up.
Pretty much. And he's just like, so, when you go out to the bars, if you're in central Pennsylvania or most anywhere in Pennsylvania, to make it look like you're not a newbie at the bar or anything, and he goes, and look, you have a baby face. You're going to get carded. They're always going to think that you're 10. And
continue, Father.
And so he grew his patchy beard. To
yes. I can't deny it. I mean, it's the truth. But, so he's just like, when you order a Yingling, you call it a lager. In central Pennsylvania, it's always a lager. And so I got into the habit of doing it one time before it became a complete hellhole. Steve Stein and Joe Stein and I were chilling at Cobblestones. And I walked in one time, those two were already there. They were having a blue moon because it was a blue moon out that night. And the waitress came up to me and she's like, what can I get you? And I'm like, lager. And, you know, Cobblestones actually has had, I don't know, I haven't been in there years, but had a fairly decent amount of selection
for
beers.
Yeah, they had a pretty large amount.
Like, yeah, and I just said, lager. Taps, yeah. I just said, lager. And she's like, all right, walks away. And Steve looks at me and goes like, how do you know what you're going to get? And I was like, it's going to be Yingling. Because how do you know that? I'm like, we're in central Pennsylvania. That's what they give you if you ask for a lager. It's a Yingling.
The first time I learned that was a thing, when I had asked about it, my friend Tim, he's just like getting beer for one of our cast parties a couple years back, and he's like, is lager cool? It's like, what?
Lager. Wait, what kind of lager?
What kind of lager? He's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I'm
like,
just lager.
Like, lager? What do you, like, what kind? It's like,
Yingling.
Like,
God dang Maryland people.
Yeah, like, I'm a fucking idiot. It's like, fuck no, me, right?
No, I remember the one time we were down in Towson with Lopez and Brian. We were at the Green Turtle. And I went up to the bar, and I kind of wasn't thinking about, like, where I was. I sat down, I'm like, yeah, I gotta get a lager. And the person just looks at me and they go,
what are you talking about?
Yingling? And I'm like, yeah. Then the look that they gave me, I'm like, that person's just like, god dang, it's like, Pennsylvanians.
It's like, you pretentious fuck.
Exactly.
Okay, but Maryland people are the fucking worst. If you don't...
Because they praise Natty Bo.
What's the biggest city in Maryland?
Baltimore.
It's not Baltimore?
No, it's Baltimore.
Yeah, see? Really?
It's Baltimore.
Oh, really?
Baltimore.
Oh, really? Yeah, see? They're assholes. They're all assholes.
Baltimore.
B-A-L-L-M-O-R-E.
Baltimore.
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 It's all right. You can get into that on anything. I mean, you. First off, I'm fortunate that I didn't get it, but you can definitely say there's a York accent. But then you go into the western end of Pennsylvania, the eastern end, the northern end. Everyone has some kind of weird way of saying something.
The weirdest thing I always thought was that Pittsburgh people say yins.
Yins.
I think that's so weird.
That
means
weird.
Like y'all, but...
Yeah, yeah.
Yins going... Like, my great-grandmother said it, like, last week when I was visiting. Like, yins have dinner yet? I was like, what the fuck did you just say? She's like... She's not even from there. Like, she's from down
what
south.
What'd you say to me? Yin sounds like some weird drug slang. Like,
it does.
Yo, man, you got the yins yet?
Can I get an ounce
you got the
yins
in the Yale?
The yins and the yangs.
Like, we got the yins imported from Hawaii. You want?
It is interesting how people start picking up the vernacular and whatnot. I remember I had a friend who... She had two twin sisters that were living down in Philly, and they were originally from York, but lived down in Philly. One came back up to York, was up here for like a year and a half or something like that. And I had gone down on the train to visit Paul and Joe in Philly, and on the way back up, I happened to run into her. She was on the same train. She had been down visiting her sister. We somehow got onto the point of accents, and she goes, yeah, I was really upset because my sister said that my York accent is starting to come back, and I don't have the Philly talk anymore. And I just start busting up laughing. And she goes, you'd make a really good announcer, though, because you don't sound like you come from anywhere. I was like, I have no home.
Just start talking, what was it, the Mid-Pacific accent, you know, the one that they used for, like, the 1930s and 40s movies?
Yeah.
Like, hey, how's it going, darling?
Hey, how's it going, darling?
Have a good day at the job factory, did you?
No, I want to do like that Brooklyn accent, like everything's huge, it's gonna be great.
All right, Mr. Trump, like
Jay-Z and Trump, like if they had a baby or something.
They're gonna pay for it.
No, they're not. Fuck out of here.
Fucking dick squeezer, like
fuck out of my face. I'm so tired of this shit. I want both of them.
Tell me how you really feel.
I'm about to.
I'm getting there.
Mark is about to get on his soapbox.
Yeah. I want them to have a wrestling match. I'd watch a shit.
Like, please no tell me you don't want it to be a Naked Oil wrestling match, because I want no part of that.
Yeah. Stop putting me in your fucking fantasies, Nick. Anyway, no DQ TLC match. That's what I want. I want them to beat the ever-living shit at each other with tables, ladders, and chairs, and just let me watch.
Well, who's going to be president then? You?
No, you know, if they took the four main candidates that are in...
Choice. I'd vote for you.
If they took the four main, semi-main candidates that are in it right now, Jill Stein, Gary Johnson, Hillary Clinton, and Donald Trump, and put them into a ring, Gary Johnson would come out winning. I don't know if you guys have, like, heard or seen, but this dude's, like, super athlete galore. Like, right. The guy's climbed Mount Everest. He's done, like, a 650-mile bike ride in, like, 5 days. Like, it's stupid.
And we right, drank
but
like
here's the thing. I feel like Hillary Clinton would win because I feel like she'd be, like, hiding a shiv on her somewhere, you know? Like, I feel like that's just, like...
That's because she's been practicing because she's like, they're gonna put me in jail, so I gotta be able to hide this.
Hillary Clinton been fucking blading. Like, you ever see how the wrestlers has, like, the wristbands? That's where they hide their fucking blades. Hillary Clinton's already doing that shit. She knows the game. She knows the fucking game. She's gonna pick her spots. She's gonna have a great match. And she's gonna fucking win. And then, like, Luke has to come out of nowhere with the chair. We gotta figure shit out. God damn it.
And all of a sudden, the trophy husband's up here. What's going on? My God, he has a family!
And Donald Trump pulls out the big black dildo.
Not surprised! Not
straight across Gary Johnson's face.
Bam! Calls it the Midnight Eviscerator.
He's like, I love the blacks. I'm a fan of the blacks. Look at this thing in my hand.
It's like, this is...
If you suck it any harder, it'd lose color.
Oh, God.
Wow!
Oh, I bet you if Donald Trump becomes president, he's going to turn the next elections into a TV show.
You're not elected!
Like they were today.
Or they year. Pretty much are today.
Like inside, but he's going to be making money off it.
Oh, absolutely. That's why we need to get...
These ratings are going to be huge.
We need
don't
to
worry,
get
though.
In.
All the advertising funds are going to go to charities.
But who's going to run Donald Trump's businesses if he's in the White House?
We are.
We are?
I don't think
have you heard of white collar crimes?
Sure, I guess.
Fucking Enron and fucking Bernie Madoff?
Oh, yeah.
If we're going to do shit illegally, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to, like, skip town with 3 mil. Like, fuck out of here.
Done.
That's the way
done.
To do it, man.
I hear Bora Bora is nice this time of year.
Hell yeah.
Never rob a bank across from the best donut shop in town.
I've always said that, though. I'm just like, if I was a professional athlete or anything like that, I'd be like, all right, I'm doing 1 year, make, like, that $4 million, and be like, all right, retiring. Like, don't matter if I got that trophy or not. That ring, I don't need it.
There's actually a very good documentary by ESPN 30 for 30 called Broke, and it talks about how...
Like, athletes, they...
Athletes just blow all their fucking money. Right. Because they're just like, you know what would be cool? A nightclub. Or, like, a car wash. Like, they're not going to put it in a fucking hedge fund where it's going to accrue interest and, like, mature.
That's what I'm saying, though. I'd be
like
smarter than that.
Their careers
fucking,
last
fucking
maybe
easy.
10
you
years.
You
not even, like...
For, and, like, there was... shit, I forget who it was. A football player, like, completely, like... They just, like... It's like they have all this money, but they can't hire a financial advisor.
Right.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Because that's the thing. Like, imagine having no money, and then you come into a situation where you're
like,
all right,
like,
bam, you have $20 million at your disposal. Your first thought is not going to be, I need a financial advisor. Your first thought is just like,
I need a...
Bitches! And, like, Hummers and shit, like... That's
I want a pound of cocaine right here.
We live in 1974.
I think the largest bar tab that was ever opened up, it might have been by some basketball player. I think it was by a basketball player. And it was $1,500.
Jesus.
Fucking, and it wasn't that huge of a list. It was like they kept buying bottles.
Oh,
like,
no, no, no.
Shit.
I saw that
shit.
Wasn't it a hockey team, though? I thought it was, like,
I think it was a hockey team.
Yeah, I think it was, like, one of the teams that, like, won the Stanley Cup or some shit. But it was, they're just like, we fucking want, but they don't. Yeah. It's weird to, like, not have money, and then you have everything at your fingertips, and then when that shit dries up, people lose their fucking minds.
Oh, like, most people are, like, working paycheck to paycheck. Well, hopefully, I mean, just how the world is now, but, like...
Yeah.
No, then people have to be more careful with their money. Whereas, you know, and then you work very hard until you die. Like, there's no retirement anymore.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
Then, and then so, but yeah, like we're just saying, athletes and shit, their careers last like maybe 10 years if you're lucky, if you stay healthy.
Yeah, if you
stay
healthy.
And after that, if it's like football or something, it's like
five years. Not,
yeah,
it's
like
4 or 5 years of the average football.
And your lifespan is like decreased by like 30 years. Mm-hmm. Like, it's nuts.
And it was Patrice O'Neal was talking about how people will see the position, and he called it the belly of the beast, which means like you are the top, like you're the upper echelon of whatever you do. Mm-hmm. But you can be replaced like that.
Yeah, exactly.
But
yeah.
People will always want that spot because it comes with money and accolades.
Sure, sure. Makes sense.
It's kind of a like good versus evil thing, like, you know, there's like you have Superman then brings on Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
You always got somebody coming for you.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Like, it's like Superman versus fucking Bizarro Superman. It's like you're angel and devil right there.
Exactly.
As you were saying, Greg. Well,
yeah. Wasn't there, like, one comic book arc where when Superman dies or something like that, he leaves or he dies, then, like, Lex Luthor becomes good all of a sudden because he has nobody to fight? Like, because his whole thing
was
he's like, fuck Superman.
I don't know if that was in Superman.
It's actually happening right now in the comics. The one Superman died, and so Lex Luthor took his cape and has this big metal suit with an S on it, and he's like, I'm the new Superman.
Because that was his whole thing. He's like,
and then, well,
Disney thinks he could be a better Superman, but he just hates Superman.
Well, it's
that's
so funny
why,
because then a Superman
like,
from like an alternate dimension or whatever comes, and he's like, nah, we ain't doing this, bro.
Like, stop it.
It's
fuck
not
off.
Fucking
fuck
happening,
off, Lexi.
Man.
Like, well, like in the Injustice comic books where, like, Superman goes rogue, and then Lex Luthor's actually, like, a legitimate businessman.
Was this one of the different universe?
Yeah, alternate timeline.
Okay, it was one of those where it was flipped.
Yeah, and then, like, Superman gets, like, Joker kills Lois Lane.
And Superman
snaps, goes crazy.
And he becomes very totalitarian, just like, so I rule everything.
Yeah, the one government.
That was one of the most popular ones that I've heard about. Because, like, kind of the idea of, like, what, you know, the guy who is pretty much a god, like, what if he all of a sudden decided to.
What if he wasn't the good guy that he is?
Be fucked.
Like they keep talking about in every single Superman movie ever made.
I think the interesting parallels that I've ever read is there's one comic called Red Sun in which it was the other time of the day, so the Earth was on the other half, so Superman's spaceship actually crashed in a farmland in the Soviet Union. Mm-hmm. And so then the USSR got Superman and raised him from a child on up to make him
a government weapon, right?
Yeah. And then there was another one where the Nazis got him instead.
Well, if you honestly, like, if that was the thing, whoever got to whomever first, of course they're going to harvest their powers for whatever it is. It could be, like, the most meek, humble farmer, but if they understand, like, this person works at a rate that I can't, they're going to use them in the field.
Yeah.
Because that's it'll take me 2 hours to bale all this hay while it'll take him 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. So, I'm going
to
use him.
Or you need a machine to do it. Yeah.
It's like, cut out
of the machines cost money.
Superman is like having an entire factory fall out of the sky into your lap. You
Superman
know?
Doesn't even need heat. He can just absorb the sun's energy.
Yeah, Superman is just like, hey, man, do you have a Bentley power plant? Just like, now you do. Like, look at him make that S-Class for you. That's a Mercedes. It's not a Bentley. Fuck it. Like, you know what I mean? I'm a Bentley because I don't fucking drive them.
Meanwhile, there's Batman just like, screw you, Clark. I can buy mine. I can buy everything.
Like, me and Jason Todd are just gonna hang out here, and then Dick Grayson's gonna come over and we're gonna eat nachos and fight justice.
Jason Todd's a dick.
Dick Grayson, like.
See what you did there.
Dick fingers.
I should mention that. This happened a few weekends ago. I actually talked about it on the podcast because it was the weekend where I was up there with.
Careful.
It was the weekend I was up there with Alex at her parents' place, and at one point we're playing Cards Against Humanity, and I had the card, What is Batman's Dirty Secret, or something like that, and all the others just, like, threw in their card, they're like, sorry, these were all throwaways, blah, 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 and I read them all off until I got to the one, and I'm like, this is hilarious, and you guys don't know why this is hilarious because you're not complete nerds like I am, but the one was Dick Fingers. And I'm just
like, I get that.
I'm just like, that's beautiful. And they're like, what do you mean? And I'm like, Dick Grayson, original Robin. Like, sorry, I'm a nerd.
Like, wow, fucking loser.
What do? Do you even get laid? You like comic books.
And that's my girlfriend saying that.
I said you fucking nerd.
But is it okay? Like retroactively thinking, isn't it weird how if you went back a decade ago, all the shit that was quote unquote like weird nerdy is fucking cool now.
It's getting there. I mean, D&D's still on the outskirts, but
yeah, that's never on its way. I'm sorry.
D&D and World of Warcraft are always going to be there.
Yeah. Well, like, think about it. Like, all right, so, like, board games got super cool.
Oh, board game, tabletop games.
Yeah, like,
got
tabletop
huge.
Games. Yeah. They got huge. Even shit like coding, people will fucking do coding
because
for fucking
our
tumblers now.
Oh, yeah.
Because our generation incorporated alcohol into all our, like, kids' activities, so it became popular. Again.
Yeah,
like,
video games, like,
do this.
Video games, like,
Mario Kart drinking game, come on now.
The best.
If I could
play. But you're drinking and driving, you should never do that.
No.
Never, dude, ever.
Like, even virtually.
That's why you stop. That's the rule, right? You stop.
You pull over, you take your drink.
That's right.
Yeah, I'll finish your drink.
But yeah, like, all the shit is like, man, you fucking nerds now. Everyone's like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. Like, even music, like, you had artists about a decade or so ago that people were just like, we don't know how to fucking market these people because they're so.
Well, you look at some of the old school ones that actually did break out that were kind of like the influential pieces towards, like, electronica and everything now, but, like, you look at, like, Beck or Moby, like, they were the rare exceptions like that actually punk. Went mainstream, but now that, like, then they were looked at as, like, this is weird. Now they're like, oh, this is good.
Even, like, if you go back, like, the cool kids from Chicago, they were two kids that they just loved, like, old school rap and stuff like that, but they also like bands and different music, and people were just like, we don't know what the fuck to do, but now everyone's just like, oh, we love bands, and we love shit from the 90s, but that shit was like 5-6 years ago, and nobody knew how to market them.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's it's very true how much it's changed, even how much a lot of it has become much more mainstream culture.
Even if you look at
it's
nerdy
and cool, it's the internet. How like
how relevant the internet has become.
Like people, our generation is the first generation to use the internet like it's been used. You know, in the informal setting. So like you know,
it's the first generation not to have to use dial up.
Yeah, where people collaborate with like their interests. So like you know, video games, board games, and all that. They have other people they can talk to. It's not just the people in their town. Maybe only one of their other friends.
Exactly.
But now they have the internet that they can connect with other people.
You know, so that's actually very true. Going, because know? I remember at one point, before I really knew a whole bunch of my friends were like into anime and everything like I was, I remember being on dial-up on an old, like, 95 Macintosh.
Was the worst.
Oh, yeah.
I've got half a nipple!
Mom, put down the phone! I'm jerking off here.
Oh, my God. 10 days are gonna watch itself!
But I remember getting online on dial-up, like, back in, like, 96 or 97 kind of thing. And I liked anime. I watched it on this now-defunct channel that used to be called Tech TV. And
Tech TV eventually turned into G4.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it just became garbage from there. But
the tech of the show.
But I remember I went onto Tech TV's website and I was like, oh, forums. And then I found their anime section because like the programming block was called Anime Unleashed. And I went in there and I'm like, wait a minute, there's other people that like this stuff.
Yeah.
Like, and I started talking to all these people and like. For a good 4 or 5 years, I had internet friends, and I was like, oh, you guys like this, it's a little cool.
And then Nick got molested by a stranger from the internet.
Whoa!
What a beat up.
Wow!
What a beat up to talk about Super Mario?
I mean, come on.
Wow. No.
The manga and Nick Lentz, now in Lifetime.
Then I found real life friends that like anime and everything. But yeah, like, that's kind of what you're just saying, though, Greg. It was like, you could feel like you weren't alone in liking anything. Like, you look on the internet, Rule 34 exists!
Yep, exactly.
There is a point of it, and if there's not one, it is now your duty to make it.
There's a subreddit called Rule 34, and people, like, they ask other people if this thing exists, and if it doesn't exist, then somebody makes it.
Oh my god. Well, it's like, I think internet porn is 37% of internet traffic.
No.
And then like 38 when I'm on it, so.
Oh yeah, traffic. I think the
Rusty
total internet
Russian paraplegic teens.
You want to know probably one of the weirdest things I saw was there was one night where we were just Googling it, a couple of my friends and I just like Googling weird things, just like this porn, that porn, and one was like toaster porn or something like that. And
put the bread in the baby.
We found one where the toaster is just like shoving the bread in kind of thing.
Butter it.
Oh my.
Oh yeah, put the butter. Oh, now the jelly.
Damn it.
Exactly. It was so weird. It was so weird. I'm just like, yeah, if it exists, Rule 34.
Oh my god, you have a Tinkerbell light switch.
That was here before we moved in.
There's Greg's.
Lies!
There's Greg's ADD. Missed you.
Welcome back, baby.
When Steve and I were looking through the place, we're just like, did you see the children's room? And I'm like, oh, you mean the one with the Tinkerbell? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, that's going to be your room. He goes, no, it's not.
That's weird as fuck. There aren't even any windows in this room.
No, there's one, but it's covered by our tent.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Did they just, like, lock the kids in the room? And,
like, wow!
It's like the fucking Lovely Bones closet.
Fucking
oh, wow!
People under the stairs? Anyone? Alright, guys. Well, that concludes it. We got a solid one under our belt.
It's just an episode.
It was a good day. We did that.
Thank you, Luke. We made it through, guys. Another ball-sweating occasion.
You guys missed me.
If Luke ever had a fucking scrapbook, that would be every page. Just, we did it. Yay.
Fuck yeah.
We did it. Doric style.
Fucking mushrooms and glitter everywhere.
Exactly.
Don't tease me.
I know you like glitter, but you're going to have to calm yourself.
Oh, my.
But, all right. For those of you who would like to contact me, that is Marcus. That is the short one, apparently. Thank you, Luke.
That was bring funny. It up this time.
No, you brought it up in the chat.
No, that was fucking funny, though.
Because
I was just like, all right, so I thought we were going to record early, and Luke's like, but I can't.
I got
like,
off work later.
I'm just like, you're killing me, Smalls, and he's just like, it's funny, because you're the short one. I'm just like, triggered! Napoleon Complex engaged in 3,
Marcus
2,
shows up to my place
1.
Of work seeing red, just like, throwing
wearing stilts.
Gonna die today! You did die, Hoover. Oh, yeah.
It's a good day to die.
Anyway. Take no prisoners in this fucking dojo. Anyway!
Little thing on there. I caught that.
Yeah!
Jesus Christ.
But yeah, you can find me on Twitter. That's QUEZMAV. And then I believe it's the same for Instagram. And then Snapchat is SIRMAV.
For me, that's Luke, the tall one that likes to make fun of Marcus because he's shorter. You're sorry, I'm just a dick.
He makes fun of everyone for being shorter than you.
That's his thing.
And I see like, tall people taller than me, I get really mad.
Hashtag too tall for you.
Yeah, too tall for you.
He's like,
you're drunk
for you. He's like, you show up, I'm taller. I'm just like, it's not a valid argument. You're just mad because I'm kicking your ass.
Whatever. Even if you chop my off of the knees, I'm still taller than you.
No, you're not. Fuck you.
I can't probably.
Give them your fucking social media.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at HUKE_LOOVER.
Check out those dick pics.
You fucking know it. Snapchat, HookLoover, HUKELOOVER.
Those are ball pics.
If you swipe right, on Tinder, I won't match. I haven't used it, so.
I'm Grindr, though. Grindr, definitely.
Yeah.
I'm Greg. I'm the weird one. You can reach me at 1-900-FUCK-YOU.
1-900 numbers.
Woo! Bringing it back! 1:32 an hour, baby!
I'm on Instagram at _strawberryfields_, and Snapchat is Craig the Man. Don't talk to me at all.
Send him unsolicited boob pics.
It's gonna be Snapchat story plus. Every hour. Middle finger.
Do it.
Oh no, it's expiring. You new one.
24 hours
of flicking him off. Alright, and I am Nick. You can reach me on the Snapchat, the Twitter, and the Instagram, all under NLENZ42. That's NLENZ42. You can also reach us, the official Trophy Husbands Twitter, at The True Trophies, on YouTube now. Just videos, right? Or just the podcast right now, but we'll have some goofy videos coming up sooner or later, I'm sure. Special thanks to Greg for joining us. Hopefully we haven't scared him off and he'll join us again sometime.
Greg's the one gonna get offended here.
That's true. Hit us up! New episodes every Tuesday on Trophy Tuesdays. Good night!
Send Greg all of your boot pics. Do it.